Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Today we are going to check in with our resident serial entrepreneur, John Warner. John is also founder of InnoVenture. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar this week.
Mike, I bumbled into a very interesting list recently. It's called Upstate Upstarts, companies that have high potential in upstate South Carolina. It's a list produced by Venture South. And, you know, that's the angel investment group that's now well established in South Carolina and actually across the Southeast and North Carolina, Virginia, I think maybe even in Georgia. This list is interesting because it highlights both some traditional successful companies as well as some, you know, relatively new startups. And so you remember I ran this InnoVenture conference for many years. One of the companies that spun out of it, I co-founded, was a company called Hawaki. They made the list. They're over in the next manufacturing center. Another InnoVenture-related company is Zipit. You remember that? IoT, Internet of Things, you know, remote monitoring of stuff and whatnot.
They've been around a long time.
Yeah, they came out of InnoVenture years ago. Some of them are relatively new. I mean, VBase is a company that spun out of Tetramer, which is a Clemson-related company. A lot of the advanced material scientist folks there have some interest. Another one of these companies is Remedy, and it's a blockchain-enabled personalized digital workflow. That's a good example of a company that the pandemic really helped. Kiotech is a company that's well-established here. You know, they've come up with a way of doing 3D modeling of cancer cells to help you target chemotherapy drugs, and successful but a long time developing as well. So it's a pretty, you know, eclectic mix. And in a way, I think that highlights, you know, part of the challenge we have. There's about 90 companies on this list, and about a third of them list themselves as software. Now, that's a pretty ambiguous term. That can be a lot of different industries, but it doesn't surprise you that that would be identified as a high potential segment. Software companies tend to be things that can grow very rapidly, you know, with a limited amount of capital. Consumer products is 5 out of 90. Manufacturing has 4 out of 90. Biotech has 4 out of 90. And it's spread out. And I think that's one of the challenges South Carolina has is, you know, when you think about trying to grow a company rapidly, we do a pretty good job here of starting things up. What we don't do as well as other innovative communities is actually grow them and scale them. Part of the reason is, you know, that requires, you know, contacts to customers. It requires contacts to investors that will invest in your industry, you know, the ability to attract talent that has expertise in your industry. And so if you look at places that are really successful, they tend to cluster in certain industries because, you know, the ecosystem develops in this way. And while some of these companies have a lot of potential, they're kind of anomalous. One of these companies I called on last week that's a good example of this is a company called Oculus. It's a leader in ag tech, and it's in the next innovation center in Greenville. And that's a huge opportunity. I mean, you think about, you know, moving food from the farm through all that distribution and food processing and to the grocery store and finally to your table. There's a lot of management of all of that and a lot of data that's involved in that. And so to have a company that's a leader in this industry is really encouraging, but they're the only ag tech company on this list. And so there aren't other people around that share common customers and common investors and common talent. So, you know, it makes it, you know, particularly hard for them to do what they do here. So, you know, I think it's an encouraging list. And I think from a strategic perspective from the state, what we want to do is, you know, are there places here where we can focus? You know, to me, something I've talked about for a long time is, you know, manufacturing and logistics technologies. That matches up with the base of manufacturing and logistics we have in the state. I think that's something we should double down on. But there may be other opportunities here, too. I see real estate. That's pretty strong in the state. We've mentioned tourism opportunities in the past. So there's other places where we can succeed as well.
And this list, it's an upstate-centric list. So it would be nice if there were, you know, a list for the state, for a statewide list of something along these lines, right?
One, if any listener knows of one, I hope they will contact you and share it with you, and we'll talk about that one as well.
Well, John, as always, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is a serial entrepreneur and founder of InnoVenture in Greenville, South Carolina. And we will have a link to that list that he mentioned posted at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Just look to on-demand listening and there you will find us. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.